Happy to say, emailed into the National Journal, and it comes from Stephen Shafroth of the Dells, Oregon. And I'd like to address this question to Mr. Kane. Stephen writes, I served on an aircraft carrier during the Vietnam War. I believe that torture is always wrong in all cases. What is your stance on torture?
I believe in following the procedures that have been established by our military. I do not agree with torture, period. However, I will trust the judgment of our military leaders to determine what is torture and what is not torture. That is the critical consideration.
Mr. Kane, of course, you're familiar with the long-running debate we've had about whether waterboarding constitutes torture or is it an enhanced interrogation technique. In the last campaign, Republican nominee John McCain and Barack Obama agreed that it was torture and should not be allowed legally, and that the Army Field Manual should be the methodology used to interrogate enemy combatants. Do you agree with that, or do you disagree, sir?
I agree that it was an enhanced interrogation technique.
And then you would support it as president. You would return to
yes,
that policy.
I would return to that policy. I don't see it as torture. I see it as an enhanced interrogation technique.
Congresswoman Bachman, your opinion on this question that our emailer asked.
If I were president, I would be willing to use waterboarding. I think it was very effective. It gained information for our country. And I also would like to say that today, under Barack Obama, he is allowing the ACLU to run the CIA. You need to understand that today when we interdict a terrorist on the battlefield, we have no jail for them. We have nowhere to take them. We have no CIA interrogation anymore. It is as though we have decided we want to lose in the war on terror under President Obama. That's not my strategy.